I found in, because of this interference I referred to, that some of the discussions I could not develop in the way I'm intending them to be, and so I had to sort of split the show up, as I hope if you read ahead, it was clear how I'm doing that. And so whatever discussions that I originally planned that I don't discuss today will be discussed next week. This first one, however, begins our discussion of how the power guys view this present moment and suggests a more authentic way for us, we the people, to view this moment. This is entitled "The Short Shelf Life of the Power Guys' Plunder Mentality as Economic Theory." Garbage in, garbage out is a good summary description of the operation of the system, one of its key fundamental flaws, structural contradictions, as they say in Marxist theory. It has not been discussed much by us in terms of its larger systemic implications. It means a world of people with garbage in our minds and a physical landscape of garbage as far as the eye can see. For this discussion, for now, think of the garbage in as the lies of the power guys. They cannot be honest, or the entire house of cards called capitalism or the economy will fall in on them. The perplexities of the Federal Reserve, US, posted in the New York Times of late. For example, I'm going to quote from one article from October 15, 2016. We read, "The presenters at the Boston Fed conference, which was devoted to the slow pace of growth in recent years, generally attributed a large share of the economy's underperformance to issues that would seem beyond the reach of monetary policy, including demographic shifts and slow productivity growth." Quote, "Just pushing down unemployment by itself is unlikely to draw large numbers of workers back into the labor force," said Gabriel Chatterjee-Reich, a professor of economics at Harvard University. Ms. Janet Yellen, the Federal Reserve chairwoman, surveyed a number of the issues that are perplexing Fed policymakers. The conventional understanding of monetary policy is that the Fed raises or lowers interest rates, which moves markets, which changes the behavior of businesses and consumers, and so the American economy grows or slows. But the Fed has struggled to stimulate the economy. One possible reason, Ms. Yellen said, is that households and businesses with relatively large debts were unwilling or unable to take advantage of low interest rates. The price of money of credit. To which I'm asking us to consider that the plunder prerogative applied to the globe leaves the planet no time to recover her breath before the next assault is unleashed on it. And Ms. Yellen said that the Fed also needed to improve its understanding of the economic impact of changes in financial conditions. Time out, I'm interjecting here. She's talking here about the difference between the so-called real, quote-unquote, economy, i.e., the earth and us, and the fake one of endless manipulation of invisible deeds, so to speak, using Prince's term. They're made up by made-up instruments, daydreaming up their fanciful like. I'm referring to the actual creatives who were created to do the bidding of the power guys, the statesmen, made up by made-up instruments, daydreaming up their fanciful like, their imagined world of The human cattle can be made to swallow whatever crap we force into their mouths. While actually, and here the real world speaks, not so much. My point that I'm trying to make, and I'm hoping I'm not being too obscure, is that is the point we've made often in this show. It gets back to their fundamental misunderstanding derived from their training in Plato, that we are these manipulable, endlessly manipulable objects, that we are cattle. And the reality is, we are not. We are not workers. We are living things. We are life. We are human beings who are born free, and on some level, deep within, all of us remember that. Know, recall that we are, and require a world that allows us to be that way, be what we are inherently. So the human cattle, quote unquote, cannot be made to swallow endlessly the crap they invent for us. Does this then have economic impacts in Janet Yellen's sense? Yes, it does. The made-up pretend world of theirs is partly captured by the word speculation and partly captured with the image of selfless, will-stripped minions trained to take their own crap for real, trained to please their masters by producing, quote unquote, new ways to con the currency out of the people's pockets and into theirs, the masters. At base, she's saying, perhaps conscious of this, perhaps oblivious, oh no, can it be that the people see, are becoming conscious, are waking up? Our machine is malfunctioning. What to do? What to do?